Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Sladek is our guest, CEO and founder of XYZ University, author of Talent Generation, an outstanding book we helped her launch not too long ago. Sarah, I need your website, please.
XYZU.org.
All right. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
XYZU.org.
What are we
you will find information about our company. Yeah, you'll find lots of great resources, research, blogs, articles, information about our company and our services as well.
All right, so check that out. Sarah, we're talking about, you're helping us understand some of the, what you call the workplace ethical divide, etiquette divide, workplace etiquette divide, and there seems to be a generational issue going on. We talked about some of the behaviors of the younger generations in their work towards their jobs. One of the things that I ran into, I never had anybody ghost on me, but I did have to teach some young ladies that when you work 9 to 5, that's 8 hours, right? If you come in at 9 and you get off at 5, that's 8 hours. You don't get to take a lunch hour in the middle of that 8 hours and still get paid for 40. They didn't understand that. Can you believe that? I had two young ladies who actually thought they'd come to work at 9, leave at 12, come back at 1, get off at 5, and get paid for 40 hours.
Yeah, I believe it. I really do. I think part of this is that for those of us who are boomers and Xers and grew up in this more of the 9-to-5 era, we assume that younger people are going to understand our rules of work. And the simple reality is that they've been raised in with very different influences. They haven't learned a lot about the workforce, and they don't know the rules of work.
Well, they also haven't worked that much. Most of the older generations actually worked some coming up, and these haven't worked that much. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Most of it's not their fault. But one of the things that I've said, Sarah, is that when I hire a young person, especially if they're right out of college, and we've had a bunch of interns and we turn them right into employees over the years, but we not only have to train them to be employees, we have to raise them. It's like we have to raise them like they're our children almost.
Right. Exactly. No, there is some truth to that. You know, we have to be able to communicate effectively, manage effectively, lead effectively, and perhaps communicate things that we have just taken for granted and just think that they should just know this information. But they don't. They don't. They aren't getting the workforce experience. They aren't getting the training in school. So who's going to teach them? It's got to be either parents or their employers themselves.
Mm-hmm. How do we solve this? What are your suggestions on how we reduce this divide?
Well, I think no matter what, and I do want to point out, it is very generational, but it's not exclusively generational. We have a very Gen X team within XYZ University, my company, and we actually had a member of the team recently air a complaint to the entire team via email. Huh. And it was really bashing on certain people within the company. And she actually wrote in there, in this era of transparency, it's a good idea to share our feelings about these issues. Well, no, not necessarily. We have to get back to this idea of, first of all, communication, but second of all, respect. And not everything should be aired via text, via email. We shouldn't be quitting jobs via text or email. We shouldn't be airing complaints to the whole company via email. We shouldn't be sending out videos to complain about our current employer.
Or putting anything about the company up on social media that the company hasn't approved.
Right. But again, you know, and I think we're...
Well, is that person still with you?
No.
Yeah.
And we're all watching
because I didn't call I wouldn't call that sharing. I would call that oversharing.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. We're walking this line because social media and technology has emboldened us. It's emboldened us. We think that, well, there's really no feelings here because I'm not looking at the person. And we run into these risky behaviors. So I think we have to get back to this idea of, you know, do unto others. Really stop and think, is this the appropriate way?
Do you think these young people, if they ever do manage their own department or manage their own business, do you think that they'll realize, reality, right? Natural law, mathematics will teach them that behavior won't work, right?
Well, I think they, you know, as I mentioned, they think instantaneously. They're not thinking 5 years down the road when they're going to need a referral for a new job or promotion.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really thinking through the negative repercussions. But they also, you know, pro or con, I think that there is very much interest in let's communicate quick and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not, you know, create a whole bunch of
if I think it, everybody should know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not so bad for our workplaces. You know, boomers and Xers were raised.
But be careful,
you know,
folks.
It could be
career defining, too. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah. I would love to, Jim. Thank you.
You're welcome anytime. Sarah Sladek, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.